KFIZ News Time is 9:39 as Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTech Heating Studios. Sunny Thursday, the 11th day of February of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you, and it is time for our consumer chat. Each month, we chat about consumer news and topics with the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. And this month, as always, we welcome in Michelle Reinen from DATCAP to tell us about some different topics related to consumer news and consumer protection here on a Thursday. Michelle, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. Hope everyone's doing well.
Yep, we are. It's nice and warm in the studio, so that's good.
I'm waiting for that balmy 20.
Yeah, 20 next Wednesday. That's what the forecast says. So let's hope it stays true, right?
That's right.
So let's jump right in, Michelle. A lot of different topics to talk about this month, as always. And one of the things that folks have been hearing a lot of news about is this debate going on about these economic impact payments. And we've received likely two of them, at least I have. I'm sure there are folks out there who haven't gotten their second payment yet, and there might be more down the pipe here. But I know Consumer Protection has been getting some questions about how these payments are going to be distributed to us, these stimulus payments, I guess you could say. What do we need to know about this process, and what are some important things to keep in mind if we are still waiting on those stimulus payments?
Yeah, so Consumer Protection is trying to keep people informed as it relates to these payments, because some consumers question if what they've received is legitimate or if it's a scam. And some details that we have for you is if you are eligible to get a second economic impact payment, in most cases that payment would have been deposited automatically using that direct deposit system, how you would normally get a tax refund. And if you don't receive direct deposit for that, it was in early January that you needed to watch your mail for either a paper check or a debit card. Now, again, this is if you're eligible. And the eligibility requirements for this second round are different than the first round. So there is no automatic that just because you received a first round check, you will get a second round check. Consumers also need to know that the form of payment for the second mailing could be different than how they received it for the first economic impact payment. So if you'd first received a paper check, this time you might get a debit card. If you got a debit card last time, you could get a paper check this time. And it could be exactly the same as how you got it the previous time. So there is no specific formula that we've been able to lock down to say this is how you're going to get yours. So we have some frequently asked questions on our webpage where consumers can go. We've also provided some links to different information that's on the IRS webpage about these economic impact payments. And one of them is to check on the status of your payment. So if you've not received it yet, you can go there to our frequently asked questions, use the link, get to the IRS area, and click to check the status. Once you go through, it could say not enough info or you're not eligible, and then you can click in to see what those eligibility requirements are to understand that. Now, if you got a debit card, this is why consumers are calling us. They question, is it legitimate or a scam? Because the card comes in a white envelope, and the return address says Money Network Cardholder Services, but it does have the U.S. Department of Treasury seal on it. In the Visa card, the name on the front and the issuing bank is Metabank, N.A., and on the back it would say where the bank is located, which is Omaha, Nebraska. So people are confused because it doesn't say, hey, this is my economic impact payment type situation, and you don't know how much is on the card because that's not there either. But we also have the link on our website as to information about how to use the card. And we have a phone number for people on that FAQ section should you have accidentally destroyed or thrown out your card, where you can call for a replacement if you'd received one.
You could easily see why it might be misleading. You get a white envelope with a card in it. I know our cable and internet provider sometimes sends like an offer, or maybe it's a credit card offer that has kind of a card in an envelope, and nine times out of ten, it's usually just something saying, hey, you can get this for $44.99 a month or whatever. So some people might think it's junk mail, but it's important to pay attention to those different details you just mentioned with the seal and the card and the issuing bank. Those are important things to check out if someone might have gotten this letter in the mail, right?
Yeah, it's really understandable why we're getting calls and questioning, because we're constantly, you know, advising consumers to not fall for these vague scams that are out there, or use those fake checks that come to you. So we appreciate all the calls to verify. We like that people are being so diligent. So to get to our website to look at this information at the frequently asked questions, go to datcp.wi.gov.
Very good, Michelle. I know DATCAP has the top scam reports for January. These are obviously still going on. Just because we flipped the calendar from January to February doesn't mean the scams magically disappear and go away. But you had some details about these top scams. Why don't you run them down in brief detail if you could?
Yeah, so we are hearing about the phone calls consumers are receiving, and I don't think anything's going to be brand new to anyone because we have talked about them all, but we want everyone to be watchful for these. And the first one is the utility scam. Majority of calls are about We Energies, and it's the fake, it's the imposter, where the scam artist is trying to, you know, indicate that you're behind on your utility bill, and if you don't take action right now and do immediate payment, you're going to get disconnected. It's important to know in Wisconsin we do have a moratorium on utilities, especially during these bitter cold times in winter months, and regardless, this is not the way that utility companies process people who are behind or delinquent in their payments. So hang up, disregard this, and don't be threatened by it. And then we have Apple Inc. calling, the fake Apple. This is the traditional tech support scam where they indicate that there's a problem with your iCloud accounts and they want access, remote access to your computer and for you to verify information. Otherwise, you could lose all your data. This one's pretty relentless in that if you hit a button, you're going to get a lot of calls in a short amount of time, according to consumers who've reported this scam. So, again, Apple isn't going to call you because they're not going to be aware something is going on. You're going to discover it and need tech support and reach out. It happens in the reverse there. We have the imposter Social Security Administration calling, wanting you to verify your number, or they're going to deactivate your account. And they use twists to throw in the words COVID and criminal activity and suspiciousness. So, again, we're not in a place where Social Security Administration is making blanket calls to people indicating there's a problem. There's a different process for that. Now, government will call you back if you have called them because you think you have a problem and you've left a message. Someone will call you back, so that is a phone call you'd want to engage in, but not an automated robocall out of the blue when you've never reached out to them. And then the last two are the Publisher's Clearinghouse prize scams and extended auto warranty telemarketing warranty scams out there, just trying to entice consumers into buying, you know, fake service contracts or warranties for the auto warranty and indicating yours is about to expire, but in many cases the consumer doesn't even own the vehicle anymore. And Publisher's Clearinghouse, everyone wants to win the big prize, but you don't need to pay to win. You certainly don't need to pay when you've won, and you can't win when you haven't entered. So that's something you just need to disregard as well.
Yeah, well, like we said, those scams are ones we've all talked about. Just because the calendar now says February doesn't mean they're going away, but still important for folks to keep those in mind if they get a call about any of those, whether it be Publisher's Clearinghouse or fake Apple or anything like that, to know what to do in those situations.
Yeah, reach out to us if you ever question anything, and always get a callback number if for some reason you engage and you think it's legitimate. But do your own research. Verify the number with a reliable resource and call that number instead of the one that the scammer gave you.
Our Consumer Chat continues here this morning with Michelle Reinen from the State Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Michelle, I want to close. Valentine's Day, of course, is this weekend, and DATCAP, and I know some other agencies across the state and the country are warning people about romance scams. So what do we need to know about those as we head towards the Valentine's Day weekend here?
Yeah, I think what I want people to take away here is that this can happen to anyone. It's not just, oh, this will never happen to me, I'm too vigilant. I mean, it impacts people to the point of, in 2019, more than $2 million was lost to this scam. And what it is that people turn to social networking sites or dating apps that are online to try and meet someone special, maybe make a new friend connection or find that new romance. But what happens is somehow along the way you encounter someone who's set up a fake profile on these sites, and they build up the trust and the relationship. But then when it comes time to move to the next step, maybe meet or you know, advance the relationship in some fashion, a financial hurdle it ends up in the way. Maybe the person's overseas and can't get home. Maybe they end up with a medical emergency or some legal problem, or are in the military, tend to be the things we hear about most. They'll need some kind of financial assistance. And then you maybe lend that financial assistance, and then it repeats itself and repeats itself again. So what we can leave consumers with is, take things slow, really get to know the person, ask questions that are consistent, but formed in different ways, and look for consistent answers, that the story isn't changing, because these scammers usually set up multiple profiles and they can get their stories mixed up. And then with that, do a reverse image search on the photo of your love interest. And you can do that using any browser. And you might find multiple names that are attached to this profile in that picture, and you're going to know right then and there. And don't keep it a secret from friends and family. Let them help support this new interest that you found, and don't get defensive or question if they ask questions when, you know, money is involved, because they're just there trying to protect you and make sure that you don't get yourself into a situation that's problematic later.
Real easy to go on Google and type in a picture of, say, cute guy or cute girl and create a profile. There's not a lot of checks on that for folks out there who watch TV. Maybe they have some younger kids in their family. There's an entire TV series, Catfish, on MTV based on this very concept. And it's kind of crazy how people will go, how far people will go with creating profiles and creating stories just to, you know, scam people out of money or, you know, trick people into thinking they're in a relationship. It's sad, but it happens. And have to keep that in mind if you are on any of those dating or social media sites too, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right. Some take it to the extreme and do it to be hurtful and harmful, and others are in it for the money. We're really concerned about those who could get tripped up and give up a life savings, if you will. And in some cases, it can be problematic if you continue to transfer money with your bank and things. So it's a real issue. And again, lots of money is involved. It does truly happen to people. So don't feel bad if you end up in one of these situations. Just back away from it and learn from it and share the information with others so they can avoid it happening to them.
Very good, Michelle. If people have questions about what we talked about today, they want to file a complaint or get more information about consumer topics, what's the best place they can get in touch with DATCAP?
You can go to our website at datcp.wi.gov or call DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline at 1-800-422-7128.
Very good, Michelle. Thank you as always. Have a great rest of your February. We'll talk again next month.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Michelle Reinen joining us from the State Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection for our February.